a first-year head coach there at Chase County, Christy, a longtime assistant, and you love the game of volleyball. I'm sure just happy to be a part of the Chase County volleyball program again this year, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, every year I'm blessed to be a part of it.
You've had just one match to get things going. That was an Ogallala team, and I take it that's a program you guys know a lot. You play, you know, obviously every year, but you had a chance to kind of see what your team's all about in that Ogallala match, didn't you?
Yes, and we started off a little bit slow. We're pretty young this year, so didn't really know what to expect, but boy, they came out and played really hard the last two sets. So I was really proud of them.
You mentioned a young team. Yeah, you lost a really good senior class. Some young ladies that played a lot of volleyball for you over the last couple of years, didn't you?
Yes, we did. Yeah. There was, I think, 7 seniors last year that a couple of them we lost early in the season to injury, and then the rest of them had been playing for probably 2 years, 3 years. Some of them 4-year starters also. So big shoes to fill, but the girls now are doing a great job too.
And of course, folks remember watching the Chase County team. They watched them with their different invites, watch them here at the McCook invite. I mean, you lost hitters, you lost like a setter, you lost some back row people. So you got to replace a lot of different pieces, don't you?
Yeah, we did lose quite a bit of seniority on the team and a lot of leadership too. We have 2 seniors this year, and one of them, Tristan Nordhausen, she's played quite a bit of varsity time. She has been a DS or a libero for us the last couple years, so it's good to have her back. And then Kylie Wiest has stepped in as a middle. She's been a JV starter for the last 2 years for sure, and she's doing a great job in there learning and trying to get to blocks, and her hits are becoming stronger and the connections are good on the team there. So,
and there's others that maybe played maybe more, maybe didn't play a lot of varsity time last year, more reserve ball, but they're needing their minutes. You're needing the minutes on the varsity squad for this year, aren't you?
Yes, for sure. We have quite a few sophomores that are stepping up. Miranda Spady as a middle, she played JV for us last year. Carly Anderson is an outside hitter. She's also a sophomore, and Riley Rusher is an opposite side hitter. She'll hit swing outside for us sometimes, and she's also a sophomore. And then the junior classes, we have Landry coming back as a setter this year, and Olivia Spady played quite a bit of varsity time last year. She's a outside hitter and DS, and she just has a lot of natural athletic ability and a great kid on the court too. So
you're playing a lot of kids. You've only had one match, but your plan is right now, let's rotate a lot of kids in there at what they do best and see how it goes.
Yes. And our JV girls have been doing a great job, too, this season. They've been pushing our varsity to get better every practice, and they had a great great game against Ogallala also. They won the first set and then lost the second two, but they were pretty close there, so they did a great job too.
Coming to McCook, get to play in the Graff Event Center floor, big floor coach, and McCook and Minden, and you've played these teams over the past couple of years here, and it's a chance to kind of get away a little bit and see some new teams, huh?
Yeah, it is always fun to come to McCook. I think we go to the McCook tournament also and have a chance to play them this year there, but Minden, this is the only time that we see them, but they are in our class, and it's good to see somebody in the C1 division too. So
it's gonna be a fun night of volleyball. Minden, you know darn well that's a team that has been playing really well the last couple of years.
Yes, definitely, even from the time that we were those juniors were all in 8th grade, we saw them in some club tournaments, and they're a pretty strong group of girls there and well-coached, too.
And somebody after this Tuesday night game is going to be probably getting on in a car or a bus and heading east for a certain game on Wednesday, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're going to go down to volleyball day and go cheer on our Maverick volleyball player Bryn. So,
and I think the parents get a chance to get really kind of close to the court. You guys got primo seats for this, don't you?
I think so. It's kind of a little bit of a perk having a child play there. We went this last weekend, and it was fun to get to know all the parents and go watch and see what they've got to work on this summer. So,